Hey everyone, welcome to an all new Doves Talk presented by Wendy's Breakfast, now with a free drink with any breakfast sandwich purchase. I'm Grant Lifman alongside Warriors insider Monty Poole. Monty, this is an interesting one to talk about. There's so many places we can go with this. The Warriors get absolutely pummeled in Memphis. They end up losing by 39. And by the way, that was like, it looks better than it actually was in the end.
And, absolutely.
And for some, they would call it embarrassing. And in fact, let's just go to the quotes right now, Monty. We'll get to you in a second, I promise you. Let's first hear from Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, both of them, talking about tonight's game.
Oh, it was awful. It was embarrassing. From the opening tip, I mean, we didn't have great flow, and, you know, they were more aggressive than us, reflecting in the 30 free throws to our 13. And we all had the mindset we were going to close it out tonight, but sometimes basketball is an exact science, and we play like a shell of ourselves. So, like I said before, we'll watch film, make necessary adjustments, and you'll see a totally different effort on Friday.
They obviously came out with a sense of urgency and our game plan in terms of how we know we could beat this team, things we focus on. We did everything wrong: turnovers, offensive rebounds, fouls. And on the road, when you give a team that's playing with desperation life like that, you don't think you lose by 40, but it's you can lose control of the game really quickly. That lasts like 3 minutes of the first quarter. And they went on 9-0 run, got their crowd into it, they got life, and they ran away with it from there. So understand this series is kind of interesting. It's with Ja out there, there's a certain game plan that you have to approach a game with. When he's out, they're obviously a very complete team that had an amazing record in the regular season. And you have to respect that and understand that it's a different approach. We felt that tonight, and now we got to do something about it on Friday.
Okay, Monty, I promised I'd get to you. So now that those guys talked, please, I don't even know. You just start where you want to.
Well, you know, Draymond Green addressed the team before the game to let them know, to remind them that nothing in the postseason is harder than closing out a team on its own floor. So, you know, all right, get ready for a rumble, because the Grizzlies are gonna bring their best. And the Warriors fourth quarter, okay, they kind of, you know, fell behind as they usually do, and then they found their way back into it. Steph hit a couple of shots, a couple of threes, like, oh, wait, it could be an interesting night, and the Warriors could finally right themselves. And in the second quarter, to use Steph's phrase, all hell broke loose. I mean, they had 10 turnovers in 12 minutes, giving the Grizzlies 18 points off turnovers. It was the same as wrapping a gift and saying, okay, here, take this game. We want you to have it. Enjoy it. Because you know what? We want you guys to come back out to the Bay Area for game 6. Never mind the extra rest we might get by winning game 5. Let's just go ahead and let's do it at home, and we'll go there. And so it was just, they didn't show up. I mean, and given that their experience, the way they played is like they didn't know what the playoffs are all about. Yeah. The championship DNA, which is come and gone, come and gone, come and gone, was not in evidence at all after the first quarter. The 39 point margin of victory is deceptive because they were trailing by as much as 55 points. Ouch.
Yeah.
That's right.
Let's be blunt about it. The Warriors were winning 3-1 in the series. They're now up 3-2, and they haven't been that good in the series. They really haven't. Yep. They scored 142 points that one game, and you go, okay, here they are. This is the Warriors. But if you look at every other game, they've kind of out-hustled and out-rebounded the Memphis Grizzlies to make up for the issues that they've had, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then in this game, they didn't out-hustle or out-rebound him, and they kind of stepped up their turnovers. They talk about Mike Brown, and everyone talks about how the Warriors kind of play frantic right now and everything. And I'm not, I don't even think they're frantic right now. I would say, I mean, there is some of that. I would say they're not playing and passing and moving with conviction. They look like they're just going through the motions. Some of these passes are just so just ridiculously reckless or just so telegraphed, or, you know, a double team will come and Steph will kind of just know that he'll do a one-handed pass backwards and, oh, there's Brandon Clark tipping the ball. It just, everything is just so, it's hard to describe more than Monty. I just feel like there's a lack of conviction sometimes in their play right now.
Yeah. It's stunning to watch in this game and in some of the other games too at various times, but in game five, it was stunning to watch the Warriors be outsmarted.
Yeah.
By a team that is younger and less steeped in postseason activities and the whole postseason aura of, and the Warriors were making these mistakes that they know are mistakes and they kept making them anyway. So the lack of, like you said, conviction, the lack of focus, the carelessness, all the things that you know you need to have to close a team out, just, no, we talked about it, but it didn't happen, and therefore, you know, we got clobbered. So it is, I mean, it's fixable, and Mike Brown said everything we did wrong is fixable, which is right. But Steph Curry also said, we've been talking about these things all along. When we do them, we win. When we don't, we lose. And they didn't at all in the second quarter, and the whole thing unraveled. So honestly, one thing that's changed, though, in the last two games, the Warriors snuck out of game four by winning in the last minute. They had no chance after the second quarter of game five. Steven Adams has shifted the rebounding towards Memphis. And he's also, when they put him out there with Jaren Jackson Jr., you got two monsters out there, long guys, and all of a sudden now the paint is clogged, and there's the passing lanes just – they don't exist. And the Warriors don't seem to want to recognize that. You know, and that's why I say it's stunning to see them throw the ball into these non-existent passing lanes and get the result they don't want. The Grizzlies deflecting, stealing, and running in transition. So it's easily adjusted too, but they have to do it.
And that's the part that kind of rubs me the wrong way about how the games have gone. The reason Steven Adams wasn't playing before is because the Grizzlies knew that they'd run him off the floor and that they would put him in pick and roll situations or put him in high ball screens and they'd do all these things. Mm-hmm. Well, Monty, they're not doing them.
They run a few of them,
but like, it's just, and that's where I'm talking about the lack of conviction in just executing plays or like even trying to. It's almost like they're saying, we're the Warriors. We can just play our style of ball and we'll just win. And it's fine. They're without Ja Morant. We're better than this team. And we'll just go out there and just do our thing. And this is what we do and we'll win. And honestly, they just – it's not been that way this series. But they have won. So I guess they're kind of right. But it's just – yeah, I guess I'm going to still use the word conviction. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's a good word. You know, it is, if they play their style of ball, but they do it with conviction, or as another word that I like to use in these situations, if they do it with a certain disposition,
yes,
they can win. But if they do it passively, which is what you see too much of, it ain't going to work, not against this team. They're too aggressive, they're too long, they're too athletic. So things have to be done on time. You can't throw lazy passes. You can't throw late passes. I mean, all those things invite defeat upon you. And tonight, that second quarter, to me, that's the only part of the game that I want to show the team if I'm the coach.
Right.
let's look at the second quarter, guys. We know we did in the first. We know we did in the third and the fourth. You know, but in the second quarter, let's see where we went wrong. And you're right. Putting Adams out there, the Warriors have a way to exploit him, and they haven't done it. And we were talking about this with, I was talking about this with Chris Mullin earlier after the game. And he said, and I agree, he said, Draymond can't let them play 5 against 4.
Yeah.
Defense. And, you know, even if it means he has to shoot up, take a shot every now and then, he's got to do it. Because right now, they're playing 5 on 4 on defense because they're daring him to shoot and he's not doing it. And therefore, when you play 5 on 4 with that kind of size and athleticism, there's nowhere for him to pass to. They're playing him to pass, and there's nowhere to go with it. So yeah, they need to fix that.
Absolutely. And if you watched early on in the game, you know, Steven Adams was playing off Draymond even when he was at the free throw line.
Yeah.
He was going into the paint from the free throw line. Like, Draymond, you're a 75-80% shooter from the free throw line. Just shoot the ball. Like, you know, just – if you have the shot, and I know Memphis is trying to get him to do it, but if you're not going to take that shot, then what you need to do is start going into high ball screens and all that
stuff.
Because you can't just play this in between game where it's like, oh, we'll just still run our offense the same way. And they will figure it out, but I don't know. The series has been a little off in different ways. And let's just call it as it is. Defensively, certain guys on the team are just being exposed a little defensively right now. Strictly are. Jordan Poole's had issues.
He's had some issues.
Klay Thompson has had a lot of issues defensively right now. Yeah. And I'm not trying to like pick on anybody. It's just a fact. Right. And this is what Memphis is looking at. That's what they're pinpointing, right? Now, here's my concern. So first of all, Monty, have you heard any more on the latest of Otto Porter's foot?
Not yet, but I figure if they took him out of the game and said he's not coming back, that he'll be his availability for Game 6 could be is in question.
Right.
And that would be a huge loss because, you know, I mean, I'm the guy who said that he should have started in Game 4.
Yeah.
And again, in Game 5, I thought he should start it. I mean,
yep,
they tried Kuminga, and the Kuminga thing is not working, but they've tried it now 3 times. And so it seems a little stubborn to me that they're doing this. But they're doing it. And now if you don't have Otto available at all, you're kind of forced to do it. And where do you go after that? So JK can put in good minutes, but his good minutes are usually in when the game is no longer in doubt.
Right.
In the first quarter of a game where you want to set a tone, he has been a misfit. And so, you know, this is not, yeah, you still want, you're going to experiment a little bit, but I don't know if this time of the season against this team in this series is the optimal time to experiment with a 19-year-old rookie.
Yeah, no, and I agree with you. I really thought Game 4 they were going to start Porter. They didn't, and I was like, okay, they're trying to, you know, build it up and give it one more shot. I did not expect it in Game 5, the third night in a row, whatever. And yeah. Here's the thing, going into the playoffs, if I asked you give me an X factor for the Warriors on the roster, the 3 names that were said were Gary Payton, Andre Iguodala, and Otto Porter. There's a chance they're without all 3 guys, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And those guys are very meaningful to this team. So now you're looking at a team, and again, we don't know with Porter, but if you're looking at a team going into Game 6 that goes, oh, don't worry, they're at home, they've been dominating this. This Grizzlies team loves being that scrappy underdog. Oh, Ja Morant's out. There's no woe is me. They're going out there and they're playing nothing to lose, and they're out hustling and they're doing those things, right? So where is the Warriors' counter, right?
Win Alexis cash and more this month at Graton Resort and Casino. Play to enter the $300,000 drive away in luxury Lexus and cash giveaway on May 27th, where you could win a Lexus. Plus, more ways to win than anywhere else. Multiplier Wednesdays get up to 7 times the points. Thursdays turn points into slot play. And win up to $15,000 in the Good Fortune slot tournaments. Learn more at GraytonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Rewards Center.
And my question to you, Monty, is let's say for a second, I hope not, but let's say Otto might be out. Who starts? Who starts this next game?
If Otto's out, they probably go back with Kuminga. You know, I mean, I suppose they could try and go the opposite way and go with the lineup that they used earlier, the small lineup, and go with Draymond, Wiggins, Poole, Klay and Steph. But that group has had sort of mixed results in this series. You know, there's some good moments and some bad moments. But if they do that, then what are they coming off the bench with?
Right.
You know, you don't have Jordan coming off the bench, and you don't have Otto coming off the bench. So, you know, your floor spacers and your creators are now on the floor. I mean, once you start the game, of course, you could then sort of stagger the moment, the minutes. But Otto was a huge loss because he's a guy who can both stretch the floor and also fight in the paint. And who else on this team can do that? I mean, Wiggins is doing some of that. You know, he can stretch the floor a bit. You got to guard him. And he's attacking the paint more than I thought he would. He's being a presence in there. He's blocking shots and he's getting rebounds. But you can't just say, okay, Andrew, you got to be the guy.
Right.
To stretch the floor, get rebounds, block shots, defend the perimeter. That's a lot to ask him to do. So they need, if Otto can't do it, I don't know. I mean, Kuminga is, we've seen what he can do when it matters most. And it hasn't been good. So I think the whole cure for this thing, I think, is a Draymond game. I mean, a real Draymond game where he comes out hair on fire and, you know, he makes a couple threes, you know, he creates havoc on defense and sets a tone that his teammates have to follow with their hair on fire. And that was not evident at all in game five. And I think game six, if you get that, I think things will fall into place because I think Klay shot well in game five. I mean, Steph made a couple of threes early on. So, I mean, I think the offense can be dealt with if they are willing to move Draymond off that top of the circle, top of the arc thing, and, you know, have him looking over here and over there. No. High ball screen. Yes, do that. Move him around a little bit, you know. Give the ball to Steph, you know. And so I think there's options. I think they'll figure it out. But in game five, man, it was like they had a playbook and said, let's burn it and see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Monty, we'll be watching very closely game six. Everyone will be, they can't take this Grizzly team lightly without John Morant. They can't, because they're just, this Grizzly team again feels like they're playing with nothing to lose. And
well,
yeah.
In the words, we're not three rotation players. I mean, if Otto doesn't play,
right,
you
right.
Got three rotation players out. So it's a different ball game when you're missing key pieces.
Exactly. Well, I didn't want to bring Waiakea Hawaiian Volcanic Water into this conversation. You know, I usually give them an impact player, but, you know, they maybe the Warriors need a little bit volcanic water to replenish and rehydrate before going out there for game six. But Monty, thank you so much for joining. We'll get back at this game six. Hopefully a Warriors win after that. But this was Dubs Talk presented by Wendy's. Everyone have a good night, day, morning, afternoon. I don't know, wherever you are.
There you go.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.